stay by my side. You got to get that I got flaws. Feel free to leave anytime. Lord knows I will give you cause. Yeah, you get to choose. Now you know the truth. The truth is I'm a total disaster.
This is DJ Brownbag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Brownbag Culture morning show.
It's a morning edition.
Let's get into it. Most important spiritual issue in being and existence is the proper understanding and acceptance of the true nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. On proper understanding and acceptance of this concept, the life of the entire creation and all its inhabitants depends. There is an enormous amount of confusion about this issue. It can be subsumed under the following questions. 1. is the Lord Jesus Christ, the true and the only God, one, indivisible, the Most High, who incorporates all other known names by which people all over the entire creation call him slash her.
What?
Hey, so is it okay for us to take this conversation? Because I'm eating this, like, this little fruit, and I want to motivate my audience our soul group to eat live and electric.
Okay.
Get pomegranates. Pomegranate slices. If you want to honor me, bring me some pomegranates. You know what I'm saying? All of the gods eat pomegranates.
Is the Lord Jesus Christ only an external form which is utilized by the Lord God Most High for his slash her manifestation to his slash her creation? Are the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord Most High distinctly different entities?
Whatever. Pomegranates. I also got the watermelon. I said get the watermelon.
3. Is the Lord Jesus Christ the only begotten Son of God who was created directly by God Most High for the specific purpose of becoming a savior of creation from the negative state of evils and falsities, and who was attributed the godhood of divinity by virtue of the fact that he was the only Son of God?
Is the Lord Jesus Christ only one of many sons of God who is a special messenger or avatar of God Most High for bringing to people's minds the true reality of spiritual principles?
States of consciousness, and then eventually that can come into this subconscious shit that we kicking out. We on that subconscious shit. So get the motherfucking watermelon, nigga. And eat the watermelon.
Is the Lord Jesus Christ only a historical figure who at one time appeared on planet Zero and became enlightened by the true spiritual principles, becoming Christ's consciousness, compelled to share them with the rest of his community?
6. Is the Lord Jesus Christ a powerful spirit who was able to materialize himself on your planet in the body of Jesus without actually going through the physical birth?
You'll be able to see what's inside of your heart. Who is
Lord Jesus Christ? A fictitious figure who in actuality never existed, but instead was fabricated by some desperate who needed some myth and legend to get their point across to the rest of their nation.
You'll be able to see the shit you've been working on.
The first three questions have enormous spiritual significance and relate directly to the issue of the new revelation.
Whatever kind of business, whatever, you will see it.
The extreme alternative of ascension, transvibration, of some 1.2% of people of planet Earth is through evacuation by the cosmic people, heavenly angels onto their spaceships. See the pic. Another alternative is the spontaneous transvibration together with planet Earth, 3 to 5 days of darkness and without electricity, no need to stockpile. Vital functions will be slowed down. People need not transvibrate and thus leave this place, all at the same time. Tens of thousands of people were already taken onto the spaceships from distressed areas. Earthquakes, e.g. Turkey, war conflicts, e.g. the Middle East, etc. Others may transvibrate, e.g. in two evacuation waves at night, mostly in sleep.
One time I drank a whole gallon of milk. I once drank a whole gallon of milk in a whole day, and I could feel my bones expand. At first, I thought I was just full from the milk, but my skin started to form stretch marks, and I was visibly wilder. I didn't know what was happening, but I had a more uncontrollable urge to drink more milk. I drove into the nearest gas station and literally ripped the door off the refrigerated section containing the milk. I started chugging gallon after gallon of the milk, standing there in the store. My skin ripping at its seams. The cashier ran over to stop me, but I swatted him aside. In one clean blow, he landed across the room, shattering every bone in his pathetic suit of meat. There was nothing left of him but a wet, bloody puddle derived of structure. I never thought I had it in me to kill, but I now have ascended pretty beyond morality. I finished my 8th gallon. It felt as though my stomach would rupture. My ribs broke out of my chest like a xenomorph. My finger bones had grown through my hands. A white nub could be seen protruding from my nose. My massive face was so stretched over my now massive skull, I looked like Jenny McCarthy. My biceps and muscles were hard and calcified. My boner had a bone. I finished my 12th gallon and began screaming and flexing, my skin tearing around my robust skeletal frame. With one final push, I shed my meat chrysalis. I was free. I didn't even use the door. I simply walked out of the wall of the gas station. Mortared and stone yielded to my mighty calcium. The cops were there.
I straight walked towards the Red Ink when you want to manifest love and money. Or anything dealing with wealth.
Juno's in Alaska and there's Lincoln
and prosperity.
In and it's rolling out in North
Carolina. Right, yellow ink when you want to deal with rectifying friendships. Or when you want to curse somebody.
He's Honolulu, Hawaii's the joy.
Got his own shoes. Favorite color is yellow. Yellow is the color
South
of caution.
Carolina with Columbia down the way. And Annapolis
see the yellow tech by the Mercy. Well, fuck, I'm giving y'all talent. Boss gang. Stop playing around, writing blood eat, writing your own blood.
Atlanta's down in Georgia,
when you
and
wanna,
North Dakota, and you can live in Frankfurt in your old Kentucky
you
home.
You wanna erase
Salem,
some shit.
In Oregon, from there we joined. Little Rock,
racial criminal records, writing bloody.
Sacramento, California, Oklahoma, and
kill somebody, you wanna
Charleston,
erase that
Virginia,
shit.
And Nevada,
writing bloody.
City. That's all the capitals there are.
You wanna save somebody that got locked up, writing bloody. Huh? We erase the whole shit through blood. It's magical. Now you niggas know what time it is, man. You in debt? Riding blood in. Riding your own blood. Why you got a $500,000 bet? The right hand deals with the left part of your brain, which is logic and reason. Simple.
The scope of catastrophes that are happening on Earth is enormous, and everything that is possible to hide from you is being hidden. And that is why to say the half-truth to the people is useless, but the majority of population is not ready to accept the truth. Therefore, many world governments are faced with dilemma, whether to go to the end, relying on providence, and not revealing the truth about the shift of Earth into the new dimension, or fully revealing everything. So far, not a single leader on Earth has been able to take such a responsibility upon himself, and that what I offer to you, help leaders of your governments to reach the right decision for them. You don't need to write petitions to them. You are completely capable to handle it energetically. All you need to do is to express an intention that a person who holds the power would use it for the highest good of ALL, and send that person all the love that you are able to radiate. It is not necessary to conduct mass meditations and call for mutual actions
change
to accomplish that. Let
is each the of basis you who wishes of all to history.
Do
that,
do it in a
the
quiet, proof calm environment
of vigor.
While being in harmony,
the old is soiled and disgusting by nature.
And let it
stale
your
food is repellent. Monogamous love breeds contempt. Centrality cripples the government that is too powerful, too long. Upheaval is desirable because fresh, untainted groups seize opportunity. Violent overthrown.
I know that this topic is essential.
When the situation is intolerable, slow modification can be effective. Men change before they notice and resist. The decadent and the powerful champion continuity. Nothing essential changes. That is a myth. It will be refuted. The necessary birth convulsion will be triggered. Action will bring the evidence to your doorstep.
In details, each component, the spirit. What is this? Why is it the major one predominating over the others in the triunity? It is what gives you life. It is the divine substance every living thing on earth consists of. Every single thing is transfused with it. Air, water, soil, rock, all plants and animals, and surely, man, who is the climax of the creation of all living beings on the planet, being the major embodiment of the spirit, man should have become Earth Keeper, loving and caring for this pearl of the universe, the most beautiful planet in existence. But instead of it, he has become its grave digger. The process was gradual, and the main reason for this tragedy was splitting the triunity of the spirit, the soul, and the body. While man's spiritual component was overwhelmed, the body took over it, turning into idol first, but step by step humans depreciated its value, ending with buying and selling it. Now the present
on Earth History Part 1. Received by Sal Rachella. May 9th, 2005. Greetings, beloved creators.
That's why it's so important for everyone to understand the basics.
A very special series.
We should begin our series of studies with an examination of socialism.
Have attended
modern socialism and modern communism,
second
both rules of Marx and Frederick Engels.
This will be unlike
the word socialism and communism
taken in your
are very much the same in their root meaning. Scholars say that the two doctrines are alike.
Today we will look
that the final results ultimately will be the same. Communist leaders frequently call themselves socialist as well as communist.
But even the
and they call Russia a socialist nation.
We will
the union of
another
being
socialist republic, dimensional
of the paint
tunnel, gates,
in
either natural or Czech Republic, e.g. Boston, and many others, or artificial ones created by the cost of people in your cities and towns, for
based on collective or governmental ownership,
frames we give
and the transmigration to higher dimension means continuation of human life in much higher quality, more spiritual conditions, and a new society without money, wars, politics, manipulation, and control, i.e. without slavery. Slavery being so inherent and common here in the third dimension of planet Earth under the command of the negative state, the pseudo-creators, saurians, and evil spirits. Only loving and believing people who have their fourth heart chakra open are able to trans-vibrate to higher dimension of planet Earth in the forthcoming years. These are the ones who have fulfilled their positive mission chosen by them voluntarily prior to their birth. That is the positive life, and in addition to some people who have chosen to act to be active in the field of healing, meditation, or tele-information, these are the conditions for trans-vibration. Remaining 98% of people continue to build with great interest and engagement from their own free will and the fullness of the negative state, together with the Saurian reptilians. Evil spirits and their bosses, the pseudo-creators who will control these people, 99.9%, in contrast to today is 90% control, year 2010. Via microchips in people's bodies, the purpose of this situation is an excellent spiritual lesson and learning on one's own skin, so to speak, with not to choose. Life without love, and thus without cooperation and co-creation, with the prime creator of all and everyone, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has permitted this situation to happen.
Control the prices, and where necessary,
waive
progressive income tax, extremely heavy inheritance tax,
poor employment,
and government
control
of medical service.
Contained within a greater point of light.
which was contained within a greater point.
These are the specifics of the doctrine of socialism. Now there let's look at some interesting parallels between the
don't know about me with that happened, written book by the name of the communism, Tom Sawyer.
Explained
but that ain't no
matter.
That book was made by Mr. Mark Twain, and he told
life
the truth,
is continually expanding and contracting,
but mainly he told the truth.
Much like
that
the
is
device you look at.
I have never seen anybody be lied one time or another without it. It was Aunt Polly, the widow, or maybe Mary. Aunt Polly, Tom's Aunt Polly, she is. And Mary, the widow Douglas, is all about in that book, which is mostly a truth, with some stretches, as I said before. Now, the way that the book winds up is this. Tom and me found the money that was a robber's head in the cave and made us rich. We all got $6,000 apiece, all gold. It was an awful sight of money when it was piled up. Well, Judge Thatcher, he took it out of his interest, and he fetched $1 a day apiece all year round. More than a belly can tell what to do. The widow Douglas, she took me for her son, allowed her to be civilized. But it was rough living in the house all the time, considering how disregular and easy the widow was. And so when I couldn't stand it no longer, I left. I got my old rags and my sugar hog shit again and was free and satisfied. But Tom Sawyer, he hunted me up and said he was going to start a band of robbers, and I might join if I were to go back to the widow and be respectful. So when I went back, the widow, she cried over me and called me a poor lost lamb. She called me a lot of other names too, but she never meant no harm by it. She put harm in me by new clothes again, and I couldn't do nothing but sweat and sweat and feel all cramped up. Well then, the old thing commenced again. The widow rung a bell for supper, and you had to come on now. When you got to the table but you couldn't get right to eat, you had to wait for the widow to tuck down her head and grumble a little over the victuals. Though there weren't really anything the matter with her. That is, nothing only ever cooked by itself. In a barrel of odds and ends, it is different. Things get mixed up, and the juice kind of swaps around, and things go better. Hey Bailey, would you mind, like, fixing the echo on my mic so I can enjoy this? Hey Bailey.
At some point in the distorted time-space continuum, we decided to embed a tiny part of ourselves into the evolving worlds in order to experience them more directly. To do this, we created a multitude of energy patterns, precursors to what you call the DNA molecule. You would call these precursors light packets of conscious energy. These light packets were able to descend in vibration down to what you would call the ninth or tenth density.
You can put me on. I can talk.
We were able to create intricate configurations of light
codes. That's pretty good.
Which you now call DNA.
Oh, further away is way better. After supper, she got out her book, and I learned me about Moses and the bull rushers. And I was in a sweat to find out all about them. But by and by, she let out that Moses had been dead a considerable long time. And I didn't care no more about him, because I don't take no stock in dead people. Pretty soon I wanted to smoke. She asked the widow to let me, but she wouldn't. She said it was a mean practice, it wasn't clean. I must try not to do it anymore. That is just the way with some people. They get down on a thing where they don't know nothing about it. Here she was a-bothering about Moses, which was no kin to her and no use to anybody, being gone, you see, yet finding a power of fault with me for doing a thing that had some goodness. It's just snuff, too, of course, because that was all right, because she had done it herself. Her sister, Miss Watson, a tolerable slim old maid with goggles on, had come to live with her. She was set at me now with a spelling book. She worked middling hard for about an hour, and then the widow made her use up. I couldn't stood it much longer. Then, for an hour, it was deadly dull, and I was fidgety. Miss Watson would say, "Don't you put your feet up there, Huckleberry. Don't scrunch up like that, Huckleberry. Set up straight." And pretty soon she would say, "Don't gap and stretch like that, Huckleberry. Why don't you try to behave?" Then she told me all about the bad place, and I said, "I wish I was there." She got mad. Then, she didn't mean no harm. All I wanted was to go somewhere. All I wanted was a change. I weren't particular. She said it was wicked to say I had said. She said she wouldn't say it for the whole world that she was going to live is to go to the good place. Well, I couldn't see no advantage in going where she was going. So I made up my mind I wouldn't try for it. But I never said so, because it would only make more trouble and wouldn't do no good. Now, she had a start, and she went on and told me all about the good place. She said a body could all have to do would go with me all around all day with a harp and sing forever and ever. So I didn't think much of it, but I never said so. I asked her if she reckoned Tom Sawyer would go there, and she said not by a considerable percent. I was glad about that, because I wanted him and me to be together. Miss Watson said she kept pecking at me, and it got tiresome and lonesome. By then she had fetched them in and had prayers, and then everybody was off to bed.
I went into my room with a piece of candle and put it on the table. Then I sat down in a chair by the window and tried to think of something cheerful, but it weren't really useful. I felt so lonesome, I mostly wish I was dead. The stars were shining and the leaves rustled in the woods ever so mournful, and I heard an owl away off. It was woo-hooing about somebody that was dead, and a whippoorwill, a dog crying about somebody that was going to die, and the wind was trying to whisper something to me, and I couldn't make out what it was, and so it made the cold shivers run. Then away out in the woods I heard that kind of a sound that a ghost makes when he wants to tell about something that's on his mind. He can't make itself understood, and so can't rest easy in his dream. As you go about that way every night grieving, I got so downhearted and scared I did wish I had some company. Pretty soon a spider went crawling up my shoulder, and I flipped it off and lit the candle, and before I could budge it, it was all shriveled up. I didn't need anybody to tell me it was an awful bad sign and it would fetch me some bad luck. I was just scared, most shook off the clothes off me. I got up and turned around in my tracks three times and crossed my breast every time, and then I tacked up a little lock of my hair with a thread to keep the witches away. But I had no confidence. You could do that when you've lost a horseshoe that you found instead of nailing it up over a door, but I haven't heard somebody say there's any way to keep off bad luck and kill the spider.
In other words,
this thing's broken.
Ourselves extended outward all the way to the level of pure elemental awareness.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at, man? What are you thinking about in your head?
What you call non-organic existence.
Come over here.
The simplest manifestation of which is the hydrogen element.
What are you, man? What's going on with you?
Once hydrogen is imbued with consciousness.
I can't hear you. It's the directional. You gotta talk to my
good smokes.
Say something, Will.
Of course.
You gotta really
scientists cannot measure the level of consciousness in first density.
You gotta get closer to the mic, Will. This is the worst interview ever. Get that away from my face. It smells terrible.
Scientists have discovered what you
call Bailey.
The quark and you
what's up with you?
Measurement you call Planck's constant.
Man. Man. Hey, quit shouting at me.
Consciousness.
And hey, Will.
Means to measure the forces Will. Quantum fluctuation.
Will, don't hit that with a pen. Will, don't touch that. You're not Will. Will. What's up with you, man? Will, I can't hear you because you're not talking into the mic, Will. Hey, you ever heard a whippoorwill? You ever heard an echidna make a sound before?
100 million and 10 million years ago.
What's an echidna sound like?
This is
that's not the right sound for an echidna. You ever heard of a speaking spell before?
I've heard of a...
You ever heard of a... Hey, oh my Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Just kidding, there's no fire. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is DJ Brownbag. Here with Will in the studio. Will, what's up with you?
Imposter.
Will, what's up with you?
I'm Michelle.
Hey, this thing's broken, man.
It's a lovely morning here.
Received by Sal Ratchett.
Joey Ramone's birthday bash is coming up this August.
2005.
You can buy tickets on www.brownbagculture.online. You have to put the www. In there because I do not have subdomains configured yet. It's just the apex.
Once again,
so you gotta write www. In order to access the website.
Help illuminate your path.
Hey, we have a call. We have a call coming in.
Yesterday we began
who's calling?
A discourse on the true history of your planet, but we didn't get very far. Only to the point where the humanoid form began propagating throughout the universe. This form you have come to know so well, with its arms, legs, torso, head, etc.
Well, we got a caller on air. We're gonna
comprising
give
a very long period of time, about 900 million of your Earth years.
What do you have to say?
During that time, all manner of exotic life
water
forms
bottles,
were created
right?
By permutating
like,
the
like
DNA
they hold water?
Strands and strands.
Like, what are you talking? That's just not true.
What?
What's going on?
You're talking some crazy nonsense here, buddy.
Who is this guy?
Who are you?
Something's off.
What are you, wild?
You have no goths.
You have no goths, bro.
No.
Where are you calling from?
I'm right.
What's your home address?
Can I get a 1 in chat?
What's your home address, bro?
Life exists.
That's my home address. What's that would be 289 Boston Avenue in Medford, Massachusetts.
That's not true. That's not it.
Whack.
That's the Frisbee House.
Carbon-based life forms. silicon-based life form.
You're wild, man. Blood. Who are you? Blood. Who is this?
Abort.
Who is this?
Abort.
Who is this?
Abort.
You can't abort what you can't catch.
The same.
Who are you? Is he on the, still on the line? Or is he hung up? Hey, there he is. I caught you. Have you ever been hit really hard in the back of the head before? Have you ever gotten slapped in the back of the brain?
Sometimes.
Would you like that?
Not a huge fan. I could take it. We
found. Have you ever been with a woman that didn't have any hair? This one goes out to. This one goes out to Malcolm. What's up, Malcolm? I hope you're listening in. The miracle of life, ladies and gentlemen, is exemplified nothing better than the beautiful image that is a baby bird being hatched out of an egg. If you ever had a chance to see that, you've seen the beginning of something freaking cool as heck. Check out next time a bird. Next time you see a bird being hatched out of an egg, look a little closer because there's some crazy stuff going on there, and you don't want to miss out because you were doing something unrelated. This is DJ Brownbag, 91.5 WMFO, Medford. We have someone at the door.
Freeform Radio.
Who's this? So many mutations and alterations. Who's this?
Who's this?
Who are you?
Hey, and you guys. You guys know what time it is.
Freeform Radio time.
Organ donation PSA time.
Oh, let's hit it up.
Yeah.
There are many social networking sites, but one stands apart for a very special reason.
It's a special reason.
This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, period. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Donate.
Pretty cool. You should donate to that.
So what are your guys' thoughts on evolution?
You ever heard of DJ Digital Spliff before?
No, that's whack, bro.
DJ Digital Spliff is the newest rapper in the greater Medford area. In living organisms. He walked up.
We are.
You ever heard of a golem before? It's like a Jewish monster.
As life,
you know, the golem that rose up out of the clay.
From first density up through the various mineral
and plant
stages.
No, it's not.
That's racist.
No, it's not, man. It's like an old Hebrew mythology, bro.
Known as the
it's simply the cultural origin of
wherein
Medford,
it became possible for the higher density souls to incarnate directly into
there's
the flesh
a Pokemon
and
called
blood
the golem
of these evolving life forms.
They walked out of the mud.
For each
this
degree of human consciousness development, the negative entities have prepared
you,
the corresponding control programs, CPs. They also contain the specific positive ideas that an Earthman uses in his life, and these ideas correspond to the degree of truth and good that the Earthman achieved. The spiral of levels into control programs is created by the negative entities so as to impede and return human beings to the initial point of the spiritual path. Therefore, the spiral has the opposite orientation, left-handed anti-clockwise, in contrast to the spiral of spiritual growth of human consciousness, right-handed clockwise. See PIC 688. The forces of darkness return and keep a human being in the initial point in such a way that they program scenes so that a human won't manage them. They create blocks in this main channel and chakras, disconnected DNA helixes, and as a result, the Earthman has less and less true information from the prime creator and from cosmic people of heavens. Simultaneously, they program pure genes, the programs in the physical body, to the burden genes that can be used anytime to trigger doing evils and falsities. In the Middle Ages, the percentage of burden genes were increased by the negative entities from 20% up to 50% today, year 2000. People have an average of 80% of burden genes.
And then you probably believe again.
All of these were considered valuable.
Remote data transfer, the antennas are on the moon. Your thoughts and people can jam the transmission of the control data to help on one spiritual path. The life tape of a controlled Earthman is displayed in the middle, and at the sides are the life tapes of Earthman from his closest surroundings, from his job, family, etc. The external control via other people's energetic transfer. The installing entity, the worker for the remote data transfer, installs and injects transfers remotely into the negative auxiliary channel. Each day in the morning, the program is started with command chat, KVIZ, i.e., start, we begin, the program starts immediately as soon as an Earthman wakes up. He is seen in the dimensional window of negative entity's office. For operative intervention serves the central control system, the data system, the command for running any program is TKAVA, the searching reading program, which reacts on specific energetic connections, controls the self-triggering program loops. The analyst programming the program's instructions from supplied from the informatic analyst and passes the results onto the installing entity. Everyone of 6.5 billion Earthmen as of 2003 has minimum of 9 shadow guards. That is 3 of them for the spirit, 3 of them for the soul, and 3 of them for the physical body. They are kept an eye on by directive entities, and the entire pseudo-control system is under command of pseudo-creators with permission of the prime creator of all and everything for the sake of providing an answer, but not to choose.
And there were no safeguards built.
The informatic analyst analyzes the overall situation of the controlled scene and the controlled Earthman. He chooses appropriate practices for creation of needless blocks in human bodies and chakras, and makes plans of further control procedures programs, which he then forwards to the analyst, which he has at disposal all life tapes of previous lives of human in question, and he performs very detailed psycho-socio-analysis on strong and weak attributes of the controlled Earthman, creating a new scene by the analyst takes at least from 1 up to 3 days. The emergency group members convene even hourly to consult about the most loving people being in the fifth revolution and higher in the spiritual path.
Huxley at all?
The in-breath of creationists use forth the universal law of increasing intelligence and self-awareness.
You ever heard of Soma before? Soma is
all life forms during the in-breath have a blueprint of ascension along the evolutionary spiral. And so as the bizarre life forms of Pan began to grow in awareness, they developed various levels of judgment and discernment
through
various mental and emotional faculties.
Really, it's just an analogy.
They began to become aware of their creator, and they also began to become aware that they were spirits embedded in various physical and etheric forms.
And that's what you got to do to be a leader, man.
As sparks of the original undifferentiated source energy,
you know that, like, you
they
gotta,
felt a longing to return to that
means,
source.
I got a pee, man.
They began to realize that a part of that source had split off from the vastness of love and light, and was going through this outer experience of embodiment.
WMFO.org.
This is the allegorical reference to the tree of knowledge of good and evil in your religious.
We're joined today by Will.
These life forms were given a realm of creation.
Will is at least 40 feet in the other direction.
Gods in their own right.
And he won't be contributing to the
this realm is known as the fourth dimension, or the realm of mind and knowledge and imagination.
40 feet is an underestimate.
Within the blueprint of every life form is the desire to create like the creator, just as within every child born of a human parent are the potentialities, hopes, and desires of the parents.
The numbers of the on the website.
Every spark of divinity, as it experienced the various physical embodiments and species, was also developing its desire to become a creator.
It's 855-915-9636.
A long time ago in earthly terms, to place no limits on what could be created by its fledgling children.
My grandma told me this story from the 30s. My family had a cat and a dog, and the dog got rabies, so they had to put him down. They also decided it would be best to put down the cat, too, because they noticed him eating the food from the dog's bowl a couple of times. So he might have gotten infected.
One of you the ability to create a life.
Those times, the only ways to put an animal down were pretty vulgar. So my great-grandfather went out in the forest with a cat. I'm not sure exactly how he put the cat down, but the point is that the next morning the cat was home, even though he was buried. And my great-grandfather tried putting him down a couple of more times. I think he even shot him. But that guy would still come back, and then he was like, screw it. If you can't die, then what can I do? And the cat lived happily ever after, and then no one got infected from anything.
Socialism and
so everyone was fine the whole time.
And how these planks with common roots were represented in the 1945
platform of the Socialist
Labor Party of England.
This is straight from Reddit.
3 years later,
in elementary school, I found an idea of this guy who I wouldn't end up meeting until middle school, and it was in my crayon box. You guys remember crayon boxes? Labor Party itself. Boxes your mom would buy from the dollar store, and they were terrible.
Of the Communist Manifesto. No.
Remember, like, the engineering design was just freaking awful. And because it would always open, and then all, like, the little, like, bits and pieces from the crayons and pencil shavings and would, like, leak through the box and, like, lubricate it so that it would never close properly. And then, like, you use it for your scissors and your, like, compass. And, like, a few of, like, the more important colored pencils. And, like, a Ticonderoga you found on the floor. Maybe a ballpoint pen if you stole one from a motel somewhere.
Which was the dream.
And that was, like, my crayon box for, like, a long time.
And that's us.
Close observers of British socialism declare that if socialism continues in Britain, sooner or later, the harsh measures of absolute dictatorship will have to be applied, as they are applied in Russia. British socialism remains in control of the government from 1945 until October 1951. At the beginning of the period, many enterprises already were operated by the government.
Oh, excuse me.
On March 1st, 1946, the Bank of England became government-owned and operated.
Or so.
Then, one by one, the government took over the essential industries. Coal mining, telecommunications,
Mr. Harris.
Electricity,
well, anyway,
gas,
it's back now.
The railroads, airlines, bus lines, and all other transportation, the iron and steel industries,
I'll just look around.
The hospitals and medical services. Central planning of production was established. The Socialist Labor Party had promised not to take over control of employment. But on September 18th, 1947, the control of engagement order was issued by the socialist government. This meant that every worker in Britain was beholden to the government for his job, and that the free choice of employment in England was abolished.
Buster Sale.
This order was withdrawn prior to the 1951 election as a political liability.
See?
But it stayed in effect long enough to give discerning people an insight into
what's going on with the
an actual practice.
Beaver population
applied
these days
by bureaucracy under central planning.
It's really crazy, and they're mostly disappeared at this point. I ran into a beaver dam when I was in southern Vermont. I ate lunch with this guy named Justin. We had peanut butter on tortillas from Stop the Shop.
The Socialist Labor Party took over the government and controlled the economy.
It wasn't Stop the Shop, I'm sorry. It was the Somerville Market Basket.
The situation for the individual was
the only market basket that used paper bags.
3 ounces.
Most of the grocery stores in America.
1 ounce.
Banned plastic bags.
1 ounce.
There's only one market basket in Greater Boston, and that's on Beacon Street. That's right, that's Star Market.
6 ounces.
It's near Union Square. It's on Somerville Lab, I think. And that's the only one with paper bags.
The racial limit on
and everywhere else you get plastic bags. So I saw that this dude had a plastic paper bag.
Kiss me on the mouth.
And I was like, dude,
in World War II.
You must go to the Somerville Market Basket. And I found out that he lives in Somerville next to Lementine.
That guy lives in Somerville next to Lementine.
On Highland Ave.
On Highland Ave.
I'm serious. His name is Justin. He works for Sonos. He commutes in on the red line. And it was wild because I was like, at least like 300 miles from my house.
At least 300 miles.
And like this guy like lives in the Thai place that I order from like at least once a week.
He lives in the toilet.
He does not live in the toilet. That's very elitist of you.
Yes, and
that part of Somerville is like a little dingy. You know what? That's the real world right there. That's like American.
It's got character.
It has so
like baked beans.
Well, good. I'm glad to know that.
Say one more thing about baked beans, bro.
Well, as usual, you're out.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from the Greater Boston area.
And I'm sick.
And I have this weird phlegm thing.
It's wet. I'm really into phlegm.
I'm
not into phlegm.
My name is Matt Carroll. I'm really into phlegm.
Don't say my name on air, dude.
Socialist labor member of parliament was banished from the party when he called attention to the realities.
No prayer is going to come through for the last 5 minutes. Oh, that's his full name.
Typical of government mismanagement.
No, I don't think
the Labour Party cabinet.
Yeah, I think
what's up with the Labour Party in England, man?
Of our industrial
why do they have to have different names than we do in
hence,
the States?
You'll find
that makes everything just so much more complicated.
The regional department of coal is a former taxi driver.
Why do they still exist?
Why do they still exist?
Of a taxi union.
Are we BBC World or 90.9 WBUR?
Dunks Worldwide.
Dunks should have their own radio station.
Dunks. Dunks. Well, they should have profit Dunks.
Hey, stop yelling! Hey, it's Will.
We'll say anything. For a wage increase.
Look at it this
the employer was the government.
You have Sean Connery.
And at the end of that year, in January 1955, the union settled for a gain of 84
This man has two mics.
Now I have three mics.
What can you name one?
Now there are three mics on in the mic room.
Three mics, three mats.
I guess so.
Three flames.
My man, Michael looks like a saucy turkey.
My name is Buster Sales, and I'm here to sail you.
I never made a sale in my life. I'm like a boat maker. Without
American
a cause.
Man makes from
Dunks,
Dunks,
Dunks, Dunks, Dunks, Dunks, Dunks, Dunks, Dunks, Dunks, Dunks, Dunks, Dunks, Dunks,
Dunks. Although England has had a period of years...
I can't hear Will at all. But like, Will's been talking into this thing for like a minute. Your mic's not on, Will. It is? Why can't I hear him?
Great idea. I'll go tell Brian's mom. I mean, Miss Harris.
Don't be pushy.
England's banking system still is socialized. So is the medical service. The coal industry continues to be owned and operated by the government.
Thanks.
Among the major ones, only the steel industry, which was socialized for only 8 months, and whose management did not change, has been converted back to private ownership.
This is part one.
Thus, another lesson we learn about socialism, as we have examined it through the theories and the actualities of England socialism, is that once it has destroyed the system of private enterprise, it may be difficult indeed, if not impossible,
hey, okay?
to bring an end to socialism.
You're a little freaked out.
Hi, guys.
The theory of socialism may be exciting
with the
to the intellects of many people.
The monitor.
And we
That's
get
all.
The rest of the for ourselves. Right now we're turning out a lot of goodness.
But socialism's record, and we do have the record of history, is
see
a poor one indeed.
What? Like,
it has not produced
videos
prosperity anywhere in the annals of history. And wherever it has been allowed to grow to its bureaucratic fullness, it has partially usurped or totally destroyed human freedom.
I mean, I could have bought it by now, you know?
This is the important
Why
lesson.
Why don't you buy it? You know, all our tapes
Next week,
are for
we shall examine communism.
No kidding?
But for now,
it's great, I'll
class
take
dismissed.
It. Oh, and you know what else? My little brother Spike has a birthday coming up. He's a regular Star Trek maniac. Where Spock
the American
ears
Adventure
everything.
Series is a production of the National Education Program, Searcy, Arkansas. Dr. George S. Benson,
hey.
Director.
Hey, why don't you rent
Dr. Clinton Enos Jr.
And
was our instructor.
He mentions one of his
this
favorite episodes.
This is a continuing series based on the unique political and economic system which has made America great.
Now I'll have to
Watch
give
for the next presentation of the American Adventure.
Hey, where are your Star Trek videos?
Oh, break it anywhere. I'll just hold these for you.
Comparing democratic socialism to traditional socialism or, God forbid, communism is fear-mongering.
Sir,
it's inaccurate.
How is that?
Fear-mongering?
Not bad.
It's actually pretty
One out of two? Not bad.
What do you mean, one out of two?
Well, you rented and sold Kristen all the tapes she won. And that was great. But what about Spice?
Morning in America, more like
Oh, that. Oh, don't worry. She'll be back. She just wanted to figure out which tape you wanted.
She doesn't have to. We have a great solution for customers that aren't sure about the perfect gift.
Oh, you're right. I always forget
Every
about
Friday
the gift
night,
certificates until after they've
to
left.
The grocery prices
I should practice that.
Stores.
Listen, think,
Delicious
act.
That matter, Scuttle. I figure maybe
right.
I can get in a little reading before
it's
Santa
easy
goes
as one, two,
That is, after the radio turned down a little.
Freshly brewed and ground from only the finest beans. Make the most of your day with the fresh ground taste of America's favorite cup of joe. At Dunkin' Donuts,
I love Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee, America runs on Dunkin'.
I love Dunkin'.
I rarely meet a Marcus that I actually like.
I love Dunkin'.
I've never met a person
I
named
love
Marcus
Dunkin'. I
that
love
like
Dunkin'.
I genuinely enjoy
I
the company
Dunkin'.
Of.
I love Dunkin'.
Do you guys know anyone whose first name is Dunkin'?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Excuse me.
That's not his first name. It's like a whole like moniker.
I doubt it.
It's like a corporate label. You should know this by now. If you rip that bag, bro, you keep that bag intact. Oh no. That isn't even that drastic of a sound.
That bat is like damp.
I'll never be Casino Royale. It's a spoof on James Bond.
That's not what I would call a crisp bag at all. It's clearly not been stored properly. You're a monster. You're a fiend.
I love Duncan.
Here's what I'm going to do. This is my plan for the next 25 minutes. I'm going to go to the nearest like home bakery, like mom and pop shop, and buy a really thick baguette and then beat the living daylights out of you with it. I'm serious about that. DJ Brown Bag.
Yes.
I'm going to hit you with a loaf of bread until your eyes fall out of your head.
I mean,
that's a poem.
Ooh.
You just take me off the air?
Ooh.
No, I'm still in the air. DJ, take me off the air real quick. Take me off the air.
You can never get off the air.
Tap me out, bro. Tap me out.
You can never get off the air.
Dude, this is my federally mandated work break. I've been talking for like 50 minutes straight. I want 5 minutes off. I'm calling OSHA. You ever seen Ratatouille before, like the Disney Pixar film? I rewatched it recently in my own home and realized I think it's my favorite film of all time. It's that, Good Will Hunting, and the second Curious George Christmas special, the one from like the late 2000s. I'm going to call it 2009. Hey, play Astro World.
And now it's that time of the show.
What's going to happen this time? Hey, I know you. You're Doom. I'm going to read out a line from r/Tufts, one of the better subreddits I've ever been on.
Always treating us like toys.
Is it difficult to double major at Tufts?
Show them how love
I'm considering
is a
double major.
Hit us with them one word text. Keep playing those games. I'm a just ooh. By thinking I'm your side chick, but really I'm finna slide in. Yo, bro is mine too, so I just might have to start dating too. Parents say you're insane, but yo, snap the same. You ain't stop fronting on all these hoes. You know your mama still buy you clothes. I stay lit like a candle. Mm. Yo, man really, really wanna handle. I'm big like Nutella. Who's your man? I'm trying to make him my
Filthy.
People, y'all switch up like your Smeagol. Can't trust these hoes, y'all put on shoes. Y'all flex for Insta, but catfish like y'all on MTV. She a best friend, but got three questions. Ain't all that. Honestly, from you, probably not likely. Ice like a Uzi, they say I'm really groovy. We only had one convo, but you stay light. I'm surprised you know things. You talk all that mojo, call you Pinocchio. You really think she a no-go? Might want to keep it on low. Bet your mom don't know what you're doing, though. Sorry, Daddy, but you remind me of Plank from Ed and Eddie. Got more sauce than spaghetti. I'm coming through, well, so you better be ready. They call me Pete. Already know I don't need the heat. Your head.
You're going to need.
With savages, you a boy you can't hang. You can find me posted up on Frank Block on my gang. You ain't really bout shit.
Yeah.
And. Shoelace. Mine is Miss Piggy. And a razor shaver. And then, first step, get your perm and perm your hair.
Ooh! Yuck!
Savages, you a boy you can't hang. You can find me posted up on Frank Block on my
Yeah.
You ain't really bout stay out my spot, don't speak my name or I pull up with your block and now you wearing all black and let that 40 bang. I girl, you can even try you that little she a thot. Got her off the molly, now she rolling. All she good for is giving top. I got loud pack, I got school buses. Hurry up, fam, come and shop. I got a big 40 with a 30 and I call that my mop.
paid $350 for a Finny belt.
Guy, I love Chance the Rapper.
Hold up my strap. A lot of y'all just Twitter flex, but it ain't just a rap. I hear one diss and I'm running up.
Young, you want me to call you Young Dagger Dick?
Sweet till I ran
you,
up.
You want me to say and call you Young Dagger Dick?
Always chasing a check.
I don't think I'm gonna do that.
I'm really about my you a broke.
That's his handle, yeah.
That don't sound right. Thought you could sneak this and
you ever freely walk outside just to flex on 6ix9ine? I do that all the time. I want to say big ups, pulling out Peep X.
Well, let's talk about how you got your
role models.
Talk to me about Dagger.
Genuinely good people.
Streaky.
I just want to say, we all miss you out here. Bust this trap.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Streaky on the outside.
Oh my god!
Booty on the outside. Stand by, dealer holding franchise. Southside, do me cause it sounds tight. Booty on the outside. Oh my god! Flag full of backslide.
Oh my god!
I'm not even gonna lie.
Lord, have
mercy.
Streaky on the outside. Stand by, dealer holding franchise. Bye bye, do me cause it sounds tight. Booty on the outside. Oh my god! Oh my god!
Don't throw it on the ground.
Cardi B, where did that name come from?
My name comes from, you know what? My sister name is Hennessy. You know what I'm saying? My sister name is Hennessy, right? So everybody used to call me Bacardi. So I always call myself Bacardi, right? And then it was my Instagram name, like Bacardi, Bacardi B. But for some reason, my Instagram keep getting deleted. And I think it was Bacardi that had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. So I just shortened it to Cardi B.
So Cardi B is the gem. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, that was Cardi's name now, Val.
Yeah.
You are from the Bronx? Are you? Sorry. Are you going home for the holidays? The Bronx?
Yep. Yes.
You are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I follow you on Twitter. I think it's I am Cardi B, and you said that you're not getting any adults gifts this year for Christmas.
No, because you want to know something. Everybody that I know got kids, and it's just like that's just a lot of kids.
So take care.
And I got new godkids out of nowhere. You know, once you start making money, everybody wants you to be the kid's godmother.
This is DJ Brownback. You are listening to 91.5 FM.
You did get a beautiful gift. Actually, you got a wedding ring from your fiance.
And you gave
this to
that there. What's up, Brownback Culture?
He did that live?
If you enjoyed the show,
I mean, donate
to Tuck.
Yeah.
Just let me see that.
It's wintertime. I got you. Yeah. Did you know? Look, that is the biggest diamond I've ever seen. Did you have any idea that he was going to do it?
No. I mean, you know, he always used to tell me, like, I'm going to marry you. And it's like, it's the right thing to do.
Bubble. That's right, it's over. I never was yours. Like how you waiting, I'ma walk straight through the door.
sir.